Good evening and welcome to Watching Left, Right and Centre, the weekend edition. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Well, our big focus on the show this evening, the chilling murder of a Maharashtra strongman, a top NCP leader and somebody who was loved across the political spectrum. Live pictures coming in from Mumbai, Baba Siddiqui's chilling murder and the emotional farewell there. Top stars, politicians, Mumbaikars, all on the streets of Mumbai paying their last respects to Baba Siddiqui. Well, his murder has certainly sent shockwaves across Maharashtra and indeed the country. He was shot in cold blood near his son's office. And well, that raises larger questions on the law and order situation as far as Maharashtra is concerned. But these pictures, certainly very significant. This is a state funeral that has been given to Baba Siddiqui there. Somebody, a tall Congress leader, he switched to the NCP, but somebody who was loved, who was affable across party lines. He was from that age of politicians and somebody, of course, also had very close relations with top Bollywood stars, which is why the focus also is now on the security of various Bollywood actors and top politicians as well. This has sparked a huge political slugfest between the Mahayuti and the Mahavikas Aghadi right ahead of the very crucial Maharashtra polls. Is law and order going to be a defining theme? Well, on Left, Right and Centre this evening, we ask, with the chilling murder of the Maharashtra strongman, the spotlight is back on the politics of Mumbai's dark underbelly. Before I introduce my panel, let's quickly take a look at how this face-off played out between the Mahayuti and the Mahavikas Aghadi.
आपका फेलियर है, मुख्यमंत्री का फेलियर है। आप तक मैं ये कहता रहा हूँ, हम ये कहते रहे हैं भाई कि गृहमंत्री देवेंद्र फडणवीस पूरी तरह से फेलियर है, उनको इस्तीफा देना चाहिए।
मौत पर सियासत कर रही है कांग्रेस पार्टी और शिवसेना उद्धव ठाकरे गुट के नेता इंतजार में रहते हैं कि कोई घटना हो जाए और उस पर वो सियासत करेंगे।
Let me bring in my guests this evening on Left, Right and Centre. Rajiv Pandey, spokesperson of the BJP, is with us. Also, Matthew Antony, spokesperson of the Congress. Clive Crasto, national spokesperson of the NCP Sharad Pawar faction. Also, Krishna Hegde, deputy leader and spokesperson of Shiv Sena Shinde faction. Thanks all very much for being with us. I'll also be joined by PK Jain, the former additional DGP of Maharashtra. Let me begin by you, Rajiv Pandey. The Mahavikas Aghadi has raised some very important concerns and rightfully so. Is this a complete collapse of law and order situation in the state? Would you concede that the fact that such a tall leader was shot dead in the heart of Mumbai, this does raise larger questions of where the law and order situation stands as far as Mumbai is concerned?
Vedant, first of all, this is not the question. And this is not the time to play politics. You know, in every crime, you can divide it into two parts. One, the crime which one individual does. Another is the crime done by underworld, terrorist groups, Naxal groups, and etc. If you see, after what I recollect from Mumbai, J-Day murder in 2011,
yes,
not a single this kind of incident has taken place in Mumbai. So I am only saying that Mumbai police has already arrested two people. Two people are on large. Mumbai police will try to unearth who are the real mastermind behind this. And all these things will happen. I am saying, as far as the law and order is concerned, MBA and other leaders who are trying to talk about the law and order position, they should remember what used to happen in 2011, 2009, 2003, 2006. Every year, Mumbai used to be bombed by terrorist groups. What kind of crime? I am saying this is very unfortunate incident. And police has already taken action. But this politics on this is very disturbing. Hmm. And calling on that this has happened and the collapse in law and order. I completely agree that this is a very big, gruesome incident. But you see the action of police. Two people are already arrested. Two people are at large. Two accused are at large. And the overall conspiracy will be unearthed. But comparing, if that is the case, then let them compare the performance of this government, BJP government or Mahayuti government and NBA government, which was happening. What has happened in Mumbai? Do you recollect? Every year,
No, I would agree with you that terrorist attacks have certainly come down. But, you know,
not only terrorists,
gruesome incidents continue to take place. Yes, I take your point.
Vedanji, after JDA murder, tell me one murder by the underworld. Underworld is backbone is broken by the Mumbai police. The kind of...
Clive Trastor, would you like to come in on this point?
Just one line. Mumbai police is being talked that they are inefficient. I completely disagree. They have arrested two people the moment this gruesome incident has taken place. What I am trying to say, this is not the time to do politics, sir. Just wait. Try to find out what is the reason behind this gruesome murder. I am also shocked.
Yes, I agree with you. Though, of course, since the JDA murder, you know, many such incidents have come to light. Of course, the recent firing outside Salman Khan's residence. Of course, also incidents like Badlapur and what happened in Pune. Let's not forget those incidents as well. No, but Clive Trastor, would you like to come in on this? I'll come back to you, Rajivji. Clive Trastor, go ahead. The BJP spokesperson is making the point. Rajivji, I'll come back to you. The BJP spokesperson, Clyde, is making the point that attacks linked to the underworld have gone down from, say, 10 years ago. Your response to this?
See, what we are trying to say here is there should have been some intelligence report on this whole issue. From the reports that we hear, that these people are doing some recce for the last 30, 40 days. If they were doing so, why was there no intel report? That's the question we ask. And nobody is saying that the Mumbai police is not capable. They are very capable. Their work is very impeccable. There's no question on that. The point here is, Baba Siddiqui is part of the incumbent government. He had security. There was question mark. There was threat perception on it. So if this was going on for so long, then why was there no intel report? That's the whole question that we're asking. And if you say nothing is happening in Maharashtra, believe me, you have been reporting, everybody can see it, the law and order situation in Maharashtra is really going down. Whether it's Badlapur, like you mentioned, in Pune, the things that are happening. I mean, Pune Porsche case, leaders from the incumbent government are calling the police station and, you know, are serving pizzas to the people who are accused there. So law and order situation has really gone down across the country. I mean, people, spokespersons on the BJP and the Shinde government can go and digging on the past. They're stuck in the past. But what about the present? The questions need to be asked. And if somebody has failed before, are you trying to say you're following the same route? Then why did you come in government? Why did people elect you? Why did they give you the position here? So change it by just sticking to the past and saying things have happened in the past. So apples to apples cannot be equated here.
Okay.
So the very important thing is somebody is mourning today. Somebody's life is lost today. If there is any flaw, if the things are not taken into consideration, that has to be taken into consideration and we have to make sure that does not happen in the future. That's what we are trying to say.
Krishna Hegde, let me get in Krishna Hegde of the Shinde Sena. One point that Clyde is making there is very significant. In fact, this is something that has been raised ever since the attack happened yesterday, that there was a threat perception. In fact, there were all these reports of a threat to Baba's life 15 days back. And also, of course, the larger questions of intelligence. That is a fair point. If there was some sort of a threat perception, why was there no preemptive action taken? Krishna Hegde.
Vedansi, this Baba Siddiqui's sad demise is a personal loss for me because we have worked together for 35 years and we worked together in the same party, in the same organization and with Sunil Dutt Saab. So, you know, my condolences to the Siddiqui family. But here also, let me say that, you know, when there is a person with a criminal mindset, then the police can figure out what this person is up to. But when four strangers have walked into a city, it becomes a little difficult for the police or intelligence to know who's up to what. And this is exactly what has happened. That four strangers have walked into the city and fired at Baba Siddiqui. Possibly they have done a recce. Possibly there has been an intelligence failure. I totally accept that. But what is more important today is that we stand by the Siddiqui family. And also that the fact remains that we have lost a dear one. We have lost a colleague of ours. And I think people should not pay politics over a colleague's death. That is the most important thing. Secondly, I do not believe there is a law and order problem in the city or in Maharashtra. There are 12.5 crore people living in Maharashtra safely. There are 1.4 crore people living in Mumbai safely. And therefore, I don't see a problem of law and order issues. Thirdly, let me tell you that this is not the first time Baba Siddiqui has got threats. He's been getting threats for the last 15 years. Earlier also, 10, 12 years ago, he had threat from the underworld and his security was beefed up. Now again, some years ago he had. And now lately again, 15 days ago, it seems he has a threat from some people.
Mm.
So firstly, we have to figure out whether this is, a shootout due to enmity, or this is a shootout due to some...
Yes, that of course is in the realm of investigation. The Mumbai police, of course, have not ruled out anything.
Let me complete my chain of thoughts.
Sure.
Or whether, it's for the police to investigate what exactly has happened. We should not jump the gun and jump straight to Lawrence Bishnoi here, because I don't think that could be a fact. It could be some other issue which is happening locally. Also, let the police investigate there, and the police will get into the crux of the matter, as our Chief Minister and Deputy Chief Minister have said.
Matthew Anthony, come in on this point, because the point Krishna Hegdeji was making about, you know, the fact that this is not time for political maneuvering. In fact, Baba Siddiqui is somebody who has friends and colleagues across party lines. He is, of course, close to your party leaders as well. But this is a time to, in a sense, look at what went wrong and sort of concede to the fact that all parties are equally guilty of extending patronage to people from the underworld, extending patronage to gangsters. And, you know, one must not see this as an election issue right ahead of Maharashtra polls.
Vedant, first of all, I was in Baba's place from afternoon till now before it was taken out for the funeral.
Exactly what I'm saying.
My condolences to the family, because like Krishna, we all have worked together in the party. Now, I will disagree with Clive on giving the credits to the points or to the Mumbai police, because the political leadership of Mumbai has numbed or has frozen the Mumbai police activity. I'll tell you the reasons. I'll tell you by order. Ganpat Gaikwad of BJP on February 2 attacked a Shiv Sena leader on February 2, with a firing in the police station, last night. Then we have Sada Sarvankar on 12 January, firing in Dadar station. Then we have Abhishek Gosalkar in Borivali, who was fired on a direct firing in a FB broadcast. Then we have recently on Ajit Pawar, NCP local leader, Sachin Ramurath, being stabbed in Worli. Now we have Baba Siddiqui being shot dead. Along with that, we have the Pune car crash, the Worli car crash, the Nagpur car crash. Where is the police efficiency being there? Because the political leadership has numbed them, has frozen them, because they are themselves getting into vested interest. We don't know anything much about the details about Baba Siddiqui's murder, who is behind them and what. But 45 days, the Mumbai police has got the world's best Khabri system network. So, well, the Mumbai police Khabri system has been kind of completely frozen, because, do you think that Krishna Hegde said that no, four strangers. Do you think, Krishna, that these people, four of them, were not communicating, they were not coordinating with the arms, they were not kind of coordinating with the points when they were doing the recce? Or they were not talking for these whole 45 days to each other? Where is the Mumbai? And they were not coming out and eating food or, talking to each other in any of these places. So that is where we say that the entire Maharashtra Home Minister and the Maharashtra Chief Minister is a failure, because they are very much focused in splitting parties and, looting the state for their efforts to come back to governance.
Again, whereas, the Congress goes back to politics.
That's an important point you're making, in terms of the political tempers being extremely high. But Krishna Hegdeji, a quick response to that. Clyde, I'll come to you. Krishna Hegdeji, a response to what Matthew Anthony was saying. Yeah.
No, my friend Matthew has, given many instances of Ganpat Gaikwad and others. But all these are personal enmities. There is nowhere is it a political...
But that's,
Krishna,
that is...
But the personal enmity, sir, also stems from this kind of politicking that is taking place in Maharashtra.
They got the gun and fired to each other because of personal enmities.
No.
Krishna, tomorrow we both disagree.
Matthew, let Krishna Hegdeji make his point. You made your point. Let Krishna Hegdeji make his point. Yes, go ahead.
No, I said, I only corrected him. I just told him that all the instances which he gave are personal enmities. Now he's saying, now will he shoot inside the police station? Now, if a MLA goes and shoots into a police station, where is he now? He's behind bars. He's not left scot-free. Hmm. Or any of these cases, whether it is, the people who have assassinated Baba Siddiqui, two of them are already in jail and two are large, and there are 15, police teams tracking them and having a manhunt. Sure. And they will be nabbed today
but
or tomorrow.
But politicians so, like Baba,
so let us get Krishna, let into the crux
but
of
politician
the
like Baba,
so again that's an important point. Again, those were also cases of personal enmity. But let me bring in PK Jain ji, listening very patiently. Jain saab, you know, in Maharashtra, as somebody who has been a top cop, there is this sense that gangs operate with some sort of political impunity. Though, of course, in this particular case, it hasn't been proven yet, or the police haven't really sort of stated it categorically that there is a Bishnoi gang link, but that is certainly under investigation. As a former top cop of Maharashtra, how do you look at this sort of some sort of nexus, which is also extremely hostile, you know, between politicians and say Bollywood and also the underworld?
Namaskar, Vedant. Thank you very much for inviting me to the show. I would simply put up a very professional kind of viewpoint here.
Yes.
See, underworld has been in existence in the city of Mumbai and Maharashtra for a long time, for decades. In fact, for the last about 10, 12 years, the underworld has been very systematically decimated, and there's hardly, you know, what you hear of the underworld. There are no shooting, there are no bomb blasts, there's nothing that would alarm the citizens to an extent where which would be the rule of disorder. I would not say law and order, disorder. Now, suddenly, a gang tries to take over the city again because there's a big vacuum here. They try to take over the city by threatening Salman Khan. I don't know whether it is genuinely an enmity on the part of Lawrence Bishnoi or otherwise, but he's been making it out so because Salman is a very known figure. He's a very public, he is in the public eye all the time.
Mm.
So they fired at him. They tried to gain some notoriety there. Their henchmen were caught and prosecuted. Now, this is the second incident. This particular incident, today, one doesn't know whether it is really this Lawrence Bishnoi gang behind this killing or not. It is too early to say that. It is too early to say whether there is some other SRA deal having gone wrong. But it is too early to say as to what exactly is the causative factor. Now, all this is guesswork. The police has not made any authentic and on-record statement to say that the killers were there in the city for the last 45 days or 21 days or 15 days is all guesswork.
Yes.
Nobody has made any authentic statement, so to say. So let the investigation progress. This is the right time. The police should not come out with the clues because that will alert the other people, other criminals. So the idea is to keep the investigation under wrap, catch the accused first, go to the bottom of the conspiracy as to who are the people who funded the entire killing business, who
sure.
are the people who supplied arms, and where does this entire chain go to. I think the police is on the right track. You know, raising doubts on the efficiency of the police or saying that their intelligence system has failed. Mumbai police is not the same police which was there in 1990s.
I think that's such an important point you're making.
7-10 killings on a daily basis. Now they are much more technologically competent. They are much more human-wise technically competent.
Yes.
So I think we should
that's a very important point you're making, PK Jain ji. And Clyde, come in on this. Because what PK Jain saab is saying is extremely important, that there has been a near decimation of the underworld. So to say that, you know, there's again a sort of a collapse of law and order to gain political brownie points is not fair. Because this is an extremely sensitive issue.
When I'm saying a collapse of law and order, I'm not saying on this one instance. You look at all the incidents across Maharashtra that have been happening for the last 1 year, that's when we say something. I just like to make a point to Matthew. Maybe Matthew did not understand what I'm trying to say. You know what? I think we need to cut some slack to the Mumbai police. I said that they were doing an impeccable job, but I also questioned that where was the intelligence report when it came to Mr. Baba Siddiqui's death. I questioned that very clear. There was should have been an intel report. But at the same time, when I tell Matthew this, that I'm giving some kind of credit to the Mumbai police, I'm also raising a question on political pressure. I've raised this constantly. There is political pressure, therefore the police has not been able to work. So I'm saying that. And whatever has been told is right. But my question is still again remains, where was the intel report on this whole issue? Because if they were looking at Recce for 30 to 40 days, there should have been...
Rajiv Pandey, you have a point to make. Go ahead, Rajiv Pandey. Matthew Antony, I'll come back to you. Let everybody have equal say. Yes, Matthew Antony, go ahead. Sorry, Rajiv Pandey, go ahead. Matthew, I'll come to you.
The independent voice on the show was Mr. Jain, who had just stated, whatever was my opening comment, that underworld is completely finished in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Now, what Congress party is trying to do right now because of this gruesome incident, they are trying to blame game. I said there is a difference between individual crime If tomorrow I go and commit some crime, there is no record of Rajiv Pandey. There is a difference. These people,
But that's exactly the point that Clyde is making, that you have to look at these isolated incidents and look at the larger pattern also. Yes, go ahead.
Vedant, what I'm saying, if suppose there is a gang which is functioning, Mumbai police or any police or NIA can take care of them. But if individually, if tomorrow I want to commit some crime, catching me is little difficult. But I am grateful to Mumbai police that they have caught two people. And the real object, once again, Clive, real object, Clive sir, the real object behind the murder has to be found out. And as rightly said by Jain Saab, that we do not know that when these criminals have come. Mumbai is a city of more than 2 crore people. What I am trying to say, investigation is going on. Even police will also conduct inquiry that how this has happened. But I am trying to say that the organized crime, gangs, naxals, and terrorists are decimated not only in Maharashtra, across the country. I'm asking only one question.
That's a fair point. But what Clyde said about political pressure and state intelligence is important. But yes, Matthew Antony on the screen, please. Yes. Matthew Antony, go ahead.
Yeah, Vedant, what I am asking you is one simple thing. Today I was at Baba's house. We all are handling police. We have a police expert also here. After a crime being committed, will you get the car released within a day's time? Even if any one of you have any sort of a crime experience or some theft has happened in your home and the police comes and kind of cordons off the place, how many of the time, for a small, simple cyber crime, the SIM card...
Let's not talk over each other, Rajivji, please. Yes.
Yeah. When a SIM card, or on a cyber theft, where you're kind of, called off, how many days it will take you for you to get a SIM card duplicate permission from the police? Of a gruesome murder,
so
I could see that same Range Rover car in
Matthew
Baba's
Anthony.
House. No, I could see the car of Baba at his house. It's so suddenly released. Doesn't the police need to do any forensic analysis, test on all sort of things like that? And also, how does a lawlessness happen? A lawlessness happens when the people have the confidence that we will not be caught.
No, so are you raising larger sort of questions or doubt on the entire law enforcement machinery? Krishna Hegde, would you like to come in on this?
This is not the right way to say why did the police release the car or something.
Yes.
But I must just say one thing that, these people are, behaving holier than thou. We know what happened in their government, but I don't want to get into that. But the important thing, yes, the police has to have some responsibility. I'll tell you, I myself face threats from the underworld. But instead of increasing my security, they have reduced my security cover.
Okay.
And I'm almost with no security cover.
I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. But Krishna Hegde, you said these people are acting holier than thou. But of course, you were all in government. And each party is perhaps equally to be blamed for extending that sort of patronage to the underworld. You now, of course, are two factions. But all of you have been in government. PK Jain, the last word to you. How do we fix accountability in cases like this? And how do we ensure that, there is some semblance of law and order on the streets of Mumbai?
See, I think one of my earlier colleagues on the show has very categorically said that this is not a question of law and order. Law and order is when you have a similar kind of incidents all over the place or at a larger number of places where it has to be tackled with in terms of law and order vis-a-vis the public and the criminals. In this case, this is a standalone crime. The crime will be is being investigated. It will be detected. The criminals will be caught. They'll be prosecuted. So all those things will take place. The causative factors as to whether there was a policeman present for his security, some people are raising questions about that also,
yes.
Whether proper security was given to him, whether he was present there at that time or not. All these questions are a part of the systemic investigation and inquiry. Believe me when I say this, that everything is gone into threadbare. Wherever there's a loophole, it is plugged for future. Wherever action has to be taken, action will be taken even within the department if it is needed. So all those things are a part of the system because tomorrow I cannot go around with the same kind of incident happening again.
Sure.
So I have to plug the loopholes of future also. So all these things, Vedant, are a part
of
the
system.
So
I think that's an important point you're making. It is an isolated incident and perhaps we need to sort of lower the tempers a bit, even politically speaking, given
that
this is a sensitive issue. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Completely running out of time. Thanks all very much for being with us on the show this evening. This, of course, remains one of our top focus stories on NDTV for now. Good night.